Hello, Manitoba. My name is Hunter Shingus, and I'm the community reporter at NCI FM. Today, we'll be speaking with President and CEO of the Indigenous Chamber of Commerce, Rene Gray Eyes. Many Indigenous businesses rely on cross-border trade, specifically in the manufacturing sector and artisan goods. As Rene Gray Eyes mentioned, these tariffs could create uncertainty and increase costs for Indigenous businesses that import raw materials or export finished goods to the U.S. This could affect business owners by raising prices for consumers and squeezing profit margins. Stay tuned as we speak with Rene Gray Eyes from the Indigenous Chamber of Commerce about how they're planning to support businesses through these challenges and what's being done to help Indigenous entrepreneurs deal with these new tariffs. And what impact will today's tariffs have on Indigenous businesses?
What happens with Indigenous businesses is that there's already systemic barriers in place that limit access to capital, procurement opportunities, and there's infrastructure challenges, of course, too, because some of our communities don't even have roads or they're not even accessible during summertime when ice melts. So what these tariffs do, they just add another layer of difficulty and potentially affecting job creation and economic self-sufficiency for our Indigenous communities. So, you know, we obviously prefer not to see those tariffs in place because it is going to have the most adverse effect on our Indigenous communities.
Are there any specific industries like natural resources, arts, or technology that are more vulnerable?
It's going to have a ripple effect across every sector, basically, but especially in natural resources. I know that the government is looking at our mining and mineral sector here in Manitoba. There's so much here that we can be doing, but I think just lack of consultation and lack of support for our Indigenous communities to be able to access those resources within their own communities and to be able to export that outwards. This is where we need some support. And like I said, there's been systemic barriers in place for like 150 years now. So what we're trying to do is open those doors to our Indigenous businesses so that we can compete on a foreign market. And not only just a foreign market, even within Canada itself, when those doors have been closed to us for so long, it's hard to gain that footing within our own country, like within our own land. So we've called upon the Canadian government, the provincial government, and even municipalities to start looking at their Indigenous procurement policies and take real action to support our Indigenous businesses so that we can compete in the economy. So if we do support our Indigenous business growth and start opening those doors, especially to like loans and capitals and startup, that's where we're having a lot of difficulty too, because typically we didn't own property in the historical past, so we don't have that advantage of offering collateral to a bank when we want to start a business or even upscale a business. And now our government's asking us to help campaign for buying local and buying Indigenous, but there's a bit of an uphill climb there that still needs to be looked at. So this is what we met with the government about and asked for that support. So they are starting to come to the table now, and we're going to start seeing change this year. So yes, tariffs are a bad thing, but we can definitely make a good impact on that, like a better impact, and create a solution if Indigenous businesses are allowed into the economy.
What steps can Indigenous entrepreneurs take to protect their business from the effects of these tariffs?
So what I'm encouraging our Indigenous businesses to do is connect with local Canadian businesses as well. Start that economic food chain, so to speak. Start those relationships here at home, and then we create that supply chain within our own communities. So that's what I'm encouraging businesses to do. If you do want to reach out to the non-Indigenous business sector, you want to reach out to government or other funders or banking institutions, finance, call us at the ICC. We're here to help you find those linkages. And we've got a vast, vast support network of financial and startups and support systems here that we can connect entrepreneurs to. So that when, like even now, like if the tariffs aren't affecting you now, they're definitely going to affect all of us here in Canada. So reach out now so that we can get you prepared for that.
And is there anything else that you'd like to add that I haven't mentioned?
I would just say, if you can, the call to action would be buy Indigenous. Procurement is one thing that we talk about a lot, is just looking at your Indigenous procurement policies to support what's coming with the tariff wars and how you can best support local. So the best way to support local is support Indigenous business. We're here, we're available, We have multitudes of talents and services and products to offer. So just reach out. If you're a supplier, you're a buyer, reach out to the ICC and we can connect you to the businesses you want to connect with. If you're buying from the U.S., reach out again like to us and we can direct you to services. Also, if you want to go to the ICC website, we have the Indigenous Business Directory that's up and running. It's a vetted Indigenous directory, which means that businesses listed there are truly Indigenous. And they can folks can pick out businesses that are local that they can help support. And we'll keep our money in our economy where it belongs.
Thank you to Renee Gray-Eyes for joining us today and sharing insights on the impact of these new tariffs. For more information and to support Indigenous businesses, be sure to visit the Indigenous Chamber of Commerce website at indigenouschambermb.ca for a list of Indigenous-owned businesses. Remember, the best way to support is to buy local and shop Indigenous. I'm Hunter Shingus, your community reporter at NCIFM and the Local Journalism Initiative. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.